Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Careful Clean, serving the Bay Area with exterior cleaning services, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, and wood restoration services for residential and commercial clients. Careful-clean.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. In Denver today, President Barack Obama plans to pressure Congress by holding up Colorado as a model of progress on gun control. Colorado now prohibits the sale of magazines that hold more than 15 bullets and requires background checks for all private gun sales. Democrats there passed the laws over Republican objections, a likely story, too, in Sacramento, where lawmakers are considering more than two dozen gun control measures. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more on the latest vote, carrying forward legislation to create the state's first ammunition registry.
Contra Costa County Democrat Nancy Skinner says her measure collects more information about ammunition purchases.
Bullets would only be sold by licensed dealers. Now bullets are sold pretty much anywhere. So first, they would be sold by licensed dealers. Second, you show your ID.
Dealers would enter the ID into a statewide database, and law enforcement would get an alert if someone barred from purchasing firearms had bought bullets. AB 48 also flags local police if someone buys more than 3,000 rounds within a five-day window. Instead of opposing the data collection, groups like the Gun Owners of California testified against the bill's technical details. Executive Director Sam Paredes warned language barring the, quote, transfer of firearms without a license would ban him from handing his son a bullet on a firing range.
I will be in violation of law, and my son would be in violation of the law. The Boy Scouts wouldn't be able to have hunter safety instruction or shooting merit badges.
Representatives from the Brady Campaign, as well as the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, spoke in support of the bill, which cleared the Public Safety Committee on a 4-2 vote. It now heads to the Appropriations Committee. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
President Obama heads to San Francisco after Denver to headline a pair of fundraisers for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. According to Reuters, the first event is a $5,000-a-head cocktail reception at the home of billionaire and California ballot measure backer Tom Steyer. After that, the president visits billionaires Ann and Gordon Getty, hosting a dinner where a plate runs $32,000 in change per person. Last night, the Madera County Board of Supervisors voted to drop its lawsuit against the California High-Speed Rail Authority. Madera County was one of several parties that sued the agency last year over its environmental approval of the Merced-Fresno portion of the proposed rail system. This vote takes the county out of contention, but other plaintiffs appear to be pressing forward, including the Madera County and Merced County Farm Bureaus. Two other related lawsuits were dismissed earlier this year. An eyebrow-raising study from Texas has California health providers nodding their heads in agreement. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
The study authors used Social Security numbers to determine which Latino patients might be in the country illegally, then looked at their health 1 year after starting HIV treatment. Thomas Giordano is the study's senior author and an assistant professor at Baylor College of Medicine.
What we found was, though they entered care with more advanced HIV, actually, when we looked at their outcomes, they did as well as, if not better, than the other groups in the study.
Those other groups were non-Hispanic blacks and whites. Giordano says the study did not look at why this might be happening. But Kathleen Clannon, chief medical officer at Alameda County Medical Center in Oakland, says she finds Latinos are more likely to take their medication.
Unlike our African-American patients, for instance, they don't have a history of concern that comes from Tuskegee and other history in the U.S., that doctors are going to poison them or that institutions might actually give them medicine that is not going to make them better.
Clannon says she hopes the Baylor study will encourage more Latinos to get HIV testing and treatment. She says even Latino citizens or those here legally will delay care because of stigma against the illness. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Many Americans seek prescription medication to manage stress, anxiety, and depression. But for some, the pills become a problem in their own right. As part of our first-person series, What's Your Story?, we hear from Sabra Mustafa of Oakland about how she and her doctor came up with another approach.
I used to wish for a magic pill that would enable me to swallow away my problems so I could successfully navigate my unfulfilled life. But when I found it, it wasn't in any pharmacy. For many years, I suffered from trauma and abuse, but I saw them as symptoms of a soul struggling to find answers in a questioned, complicated life. I wasn't necessarily searching for easy solutions, just a way to cope with it all. When my doctor became aware of the overwhelming helplessness and sadness I felt, he prescribed medication he thought would help. But the debilitating side effects were terrible. My environment appeared apart and distant from me. My mind and body felt out of sync with how I moved and spoke, which made me feel awkward and self-conscious. Joy, anger, sympathy, and other emotions non-medicated people experienced routinely were lost to me. I began to doubt not just the meds' function, but also their purpose. When I complained about their side effects, my medications were adjusted, but the adjustments would transform one problem into another. Roller coaster treatment finally reached a conclusion one day when I saw my primary physician for chest pain and difficulty breathing. "Let's talk," he said. He performed his routine check of my blood pressure and temperature, but he also listened as I described my personal and workplace challenges. My physical symptoms, he determined, were due not to managing my stress well. I was feeling overwhelmed at work and wasn't communicating well with my boss. My doctor suggested some ideas around communicating better, streamlining my workload, even considering a new job. Most of his suggestions I had already tried unsuccessfully, but he didn't give up. We dug deeper. We spent about an hour going over each obstacle, including my complicated personal life. His prescription and referral tablet never left his pocket. Instead, he spoke to me as a person who understood human challenges without judging me. It was difficult working through my issues without medication as a crutch. I wanted to just let myself off the hook and let my doctor solve all my problems for me, but it didn't work that way this time. I had to come up with my own plan, tackling each problem until I could choose a solution I felt comfortable committing to. I had to become the boss of my own life, a responsibility I had given to medication. Confronting problems is not without uncomfortable side effects, too, I learned, like fear and worry, and like my medication, I had to adjust to the uncomfortable side effects of confronting my problems. But the benefit of being my own boss had surely outweighed the negative. I now have a personal prescription for my magic pill that I wrote for myself. Life is a drama. You write the script.
Sabira Mustafa is a community liaison for Oakland Voices, a project of the Oakland Tribune. We've got a link to her stories online. Look for it at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.